Will new UK government loosen the rules on slot machine venues? In recent years, there has been a significant rise in the number of 24-hour adult gambling and slot machine halls in the United Kingdom, UK. These gambling venues have raised concerns by some responsible gaming campaigners, and they await an indication from the new UK government on the direction it will take with new gambling legislation. There are estimated to be more than 324-hour slot machine gaming venues located in the UK, with the operators choosing vacant venues in the heart of the community. They receive planning permission because they promise to have a beneficial impact on the nighttime economy of town centres and provide employment to local residents. Merkur and Admiral are the two leading slot machine operators in the UK, and between them, they operate hundreds of outlets throughout the country. They point out that their staff are trained to spot problem gamblers and provide support and help when necessary. The concerns over these venues have some locals in the community feeling they have not been listened to in planning meetings, and the approval of these venues has been rushed through by local councils. Additionally, some responsible gambling organizations are concerned that the sudden proliferation of these gaming venues will adversely affect those individuals who are vulnerable to gambling-related harm. New UK government has made no statement on gambling proposals yet. The previous administration in the UK had been considering relaxing many of the regulations around the licensing of slot machine venues in the region. Some of the proposed changes in legislation in slot machine venues included the permitting of debit cards on machines in these locations, as well as allowing operators to increase the number of B3 machines, a higher risk category of slots, up from 20% to 50% in the venues. The new UK Labour government is in the early days of its administration and has appointed Lisa Nandy and Stephanie Peacock to leadership roles in the Department for Media, Culture and Sport, DMCS, which will oversee the future direction of gambling legislation in the jurisdiction. Members of the gambling industry have welcomed UK ministers to new roles in the DMCS and look forward to collaborating on proposed changes to gambling legislation in the region. Quote, "The gaming machines in these venues are low stakes and highly regulated by the Gambling Commission, and strict age checks are enforced. The centres are a valued part of the high street and an essential component of the nighttime economy. A small minority of players can have problems, and we are committed to ensuring the highest possible standards of social responsibility and that help is offered to players if needed." John Bolam, president of the British Amusement Catering Trade Association,